Welcome to Peace Lutheran Church. Great to see all of you guys gathered here this morning. You know, we're in the middle of March Madness. Are you paying attention to what's going on?
I had no choice but to pay attention. Yesterday, I went to the Oregon State Beaver game, and the lady sitting two rows in front of me, at times I've never seen someone so excited. At other times, I've never seen someone so angry, actually. So high, so down. And you know, life can seem that way too, as we think about it. Life at moments can seem so exciting, and we can feel really good. Other times, we're very down low. That's why it's so good to come to church and hear about our God, how He is persistent, that He sent His Son Jesus to go all the way to the cross to pay for our sins. That's what steadies us and keeps us motivated to live in the life that we're given here on this earth, and to live with great joy and hope for what comes for the next day. We do have some announcements to share with the congregation this morning before we do begin. We are in the middle of spring break, so there are a lot of people away today and next weekend, a lot of people away probably next weekend, but right after these two weekends, starting April 7th, there's a lot of activity going on at Peace, so I just wanted to make sure of a couple of changes. One announcement that you saw up front is that the spring cleaning day, for indoor and outdoor, the spring cleaning day is going to be Saturday, April 6th, beginning at 8 a.m. And then the other thing that's not in your bulletin, but I want to share with the congregation, is that the memorial service for Joel Bond will be Saturday, April 13th. And so, as you got the news, Joel passed away on Thursday. And we're thankful for the time that he got to spend with his family in the last couple weeks, the last really month. And we're especially thankful that he left knowing that he would never be alone. That was a clear word that he heard, and he held on to it before he passed away the next day. So we're thankful for that. So his service again, Saturday, April 13th. And then the last thing I just share with the congregation is that on April 7th, that's Sunday, we're starting a new adult series, the Bible study series, Joining Jesus, Show Me How. It's based on the sequel to the book, Joining Jesus on His Mission. Oscar has those books, and they retail, someone told me, $15, $16, $17 online. You can get them from Oscar for $5. $5. He's offering, that's cheap for Oscar. He usually charges people quite a bit of money. $5. Just go and see Oscar and get that book. We really want to encourage as many people to come to this study as possible. It'll leave you with something and also encourage you in your walk with Jesus as well. We have other announcements to share this morning. Ellen.
I want to thank those who have brought some items for our gift baskets for Milestones. And if you can bring other items, we'll still be collecting next week. There's also Easter cards out there. You can see me if you'd like one of those. Also on the round table out in the narthex is a sign-up sheet for the luncheon that we will have after the service for Joel Bond. And if you'd like to bring sandwiches or salads or any items to help with that, please feel free to sign up. And then the last thing is a blood drive. Our next blood drive here at Peace is the 25th of April, so start eating your iron and get prepared, because the more people we can get to come in for that, the better. Thank you.
And the kitchen reorganization is almost done, but nothing's set, so if you have suggestions or whatever, please let me or Ellen know. A couple things you need to know. The hot water and the heating tray are all on a timer now, so if you ever feel tempted to unplug the heating tray, don't, because it's on a timer and it'll automatically go off, and Oscar did a wonderful job of hiding all the cords and everything. So go ahead and keep that plugged in. Secondly, the Ziploc bags and the foil are kind of by the coffee, but if you want to take something home and you need a to-go container, those are now in the tea cart at the bottom. So those are containers you can use to take soup home and take leftovers home. That's kind of going to be their home for a while, and see how that works. And those are different than the meal ministry containers. The meal ministry containers, if you take containers and, you know, eat the food, wash it, bring it back, they go in the island now. So in the island, middle, top, and bottom shelf, it says meal ministry returns, and that's where they go. And I think that's it. So thank you for all of your patience. It's appreciated.
Thank you for all your hard work, Elaine. The first word out of Jesus' mouth in his ministry is an unusual word, but one that's very important. It's the foundation of Christianity. Jesus said, repent. And we're going to talk about that today, what that means. That is a blessing, actually, when we live a life of repentance.